Okay, Shalom Aleichem, welcome. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Brachos Memches, Brachos 48a, pagination, page 95. A discussion here about what a person has to actually eat in order to be included in the Mezuman. So we're starting from about 8 lines down, at the end of a line after the two dots. Aleph Reish, which stands for Omar Rav Yehuda. Omar Rav Yehuda Brei Derav Shmuel Bar Shilas Meshmei Derav. Tisha Ochlu Dagon, if 9 people ate bread, grain product, Ve'echad Ochal Yerek, and 1 person ate vegetables, Mitzdarfin, they can join. And that's considered 10 as far as a Mezuman goes, and you could say a Lukenu. Amar Rav Zeira said, Bo'im inim Rav Yehuda, they asked, Shimona Mahu, what about 8? Shiva Mahu, what about 7? Wants to keep diminishing the number of people that ate bread and increasing the number of people that merely had vegetable. And can you still do the Mezuman? Amar Leh Lo Shana. And he said, it's not a problem. Same thing, same rule. Shisha Vaday Lomi Boili. I didn't bother asking 6. Amale Rabirmiya said, Shapra Vadata Deloi Bailoch. It's right that you didn't ask about 6 people, having a full 4 people not eating bread. Hasim time amai mishim di ikaruba. Hachanami ikaruba. Once the reason is that majority ate bread, so 6 and 4, also the majority ate bread, and that's fine. V'ihu sovar, but the other approach is the reason that I didn't bother asking, and I'm glad I didn't ask it, is because obviously it's not going to work. Ruba de minker ba'inon. We need most in a way that's noticeable, which means 7, and then you only have 3 vegetable. But if you're going to have 6 and 4, that doesn't work. And that's in fact how it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, that to do this trick, if you will, this leniency, this accommodation, it has to be that it is 7 bread and a maximum of 3 where you're fudging them through on other foods. Now, what kind of other foods qualify? Specifically, can you do drink as well? So the Gemara brings a fascinating story. Yanai Malko Malchasa Kirichu Rifsa Bahadei Hadodi. Yanai, together with his wife, they broke bread, and they apparently had people there. But since he had killed out the Rabbanon, violent king, he had nobody to lead the benching. So he said to his wife, Man Yoevlon Gavra to Mevorichlon. Can anybody provide us with somebody who could bench for us? Omrale, she said, Ishtavali. Swear to me, de'imaisina lach gavra de'lo mitzaris lei, that if I do bring you a Talmud Chacham, that you won't cause him problems. Ishtavalu. So he made the oath. I see se l'shimon ben Shatach achuha. So she brought Shimon ben Shatach, her brother, who lived. Osve ben didei l'dida. He was seated between him and her. So he tells him how much honor I'm giving you. Shimon ben Shatach says, the Torah gives me the honor, not you. First wide line, let's skip. You notice that he doesn't take authority. Okay, Shimon ben Shatach is independent. He's not listening to this Russia. They give him the cup to drink, to make the bracha. Omar, so Shimon ben Shatach says, what do you want me to say? as the mezuman. Baruch she'ochel yanai v'chaveirov mishalo. That Yanai and his friends ate. I didn't eat. I wasn't offered any food. How in the world can I make the mezuman? How can I lead the mezuman? So shaser lahu kasa. He drank the cup that was given to him for the zimun. And then they had to give him another one, and on that one he was able to do the bracha. His logic was that I'm being included in their meal because I drank a cup of wine. And we have such a principle that drinking somehow qualifies. You'll remember that for certain kehillas that have the minig to make kiddush Friday night in shul, even though there's no meal for the chazan, so either they distribute it to the children. What happens if there are no children? So it's brought that the chazan should drink from the kos for kiddush, and then more from makom suda. So somehow the drinking could qualify. And we have this concept in halacha. It's considered a bidyevet hashasat chak, but it exists. So this is what Shimon ben Shetach did, and then he was able to lead the benching. Amar Rav Abba b'rei de Rav Chiya bar Abba, Shimon ben Shetach da'ovad legarmeihu da'ovad. This is his own opinion, Shimon ben Shetach's opinion. Da'achi Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rav Yechanan, because we argue, and la'olam en emotis ramidei chavosan at sheyochel kezayis dogon. To lead, you have to have eaten bread. The drinking only qualifies to be mitztarif. Avalahotzi esarabim yedei chovosan at sheyochel kezayis dogon. You have to have eaten bread. And what Shimon ben Shetach did was he tried to join them. You join them, but you can't lead them unless you actually have ostensibly a meal. The drinking isn't enough. It is true that drinking, according to some poskim, might be enough. There is even a shita that says that drinking water might actually be sufficient. I once got an interesting shaila by Shalashudis. We were nine, and someone walked in, and the person would not be able to wash and eat, because now already there's a mitzvah of Havdalah, so you're not allowed to start a meal right now. It's only people who already washed before Shkia, they're allowed to continue eating. But someone suggested that we should include him and make him part of the Zimun, so that we would have a minyan by having him drink water. Because water you're allowed to drink before Havdalah, and water, according to one shita, works for the zimun. It's a fascinating chap. For scholarship purposes, it's nothing short of brilliant. However, it doesn't really work, because we do not hold that water would be enough to be mitzdarif the person. Even the Gemara here that's presenting, and the way we would extrapolate from it, it was talking about wine, it wasn't talking about water. And water, we in fact would not be mitzdarif somebody towards the zimun. Yeshe koach for joining. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.